After making the hour-and-a-half trek from Woodstock, Vermont to Sugar Hill, Renette Bernard found the perfect spot to snap a picture. Standing on top of a rock, she looks out into a sea of purple flowers, known as lupins. The backdrop, a lush forest, and the majestic White Mountains.
Oh, I think, you know, I love lupin. I think they're beautiful, and I'm a kind of a photographer, so I like to take photos.
This was Bedard's first time to the festival. The event traditionally runs over a period of 2 weeks when the lupins are in full bloom. While most are purple, some are vibrant shades of pink and yellow with green foliage at the base. They can grow up to 5 feet tall. Drive through Sugar Hill on any given day of the festival, and you'll see rows of empty cars parked along roadsides. Ruth Martz and Steve Majeski of Sanbrinton left their car to walk through a field to get an up-close look. They explain the flower's intrigue.
I think it's the color and also just the majesty of it. You know, they're so sort of regal and they stand up, and I just love the purple.
The natural beauty of them is just very inspiring, very peaceful, and very naturally beautiful.
At Harmon's Cheese and Country Store, owner Maxine Aldrich recalls the creation of the festival 2 decades ago.
Actually, it was started by a local business that ran Sunset Hill House. He owned it, and the lupin were out, and he thought it would be nice to bring crowds, so he did a special weekend and invited people in, and it turned out so successful that the next year he asked our other business owners if we'd like to join in and do it.
Aldrich has helped organize the festival ever since. It's grown to include open-air markets, horse-drawn wagon rides, and photography workshops. She says this year's turnout has been good, as the lupins started blooming right on cue just before the beginning of this month as the festival opened.
I think to see a big field of it, and of course, Sugar Hill is very scenic. I mean, when you see a field with the mountains in the background, it's sort of interesting, and a lot of people like to take photographs of it. It seems to come out in spite of rain or shine.
This year's festival concludes Saturday with an art show and the second annual Taste of Lupin event. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.